KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
You will love the staff at Abide Napa Cannabis Dispensary, now open in Napa. The Abide staff's understanding of the medical properties of cannabis enable them to expertly consult patients to the optimum recommendation, free of any intimidation. Their mission is simple: provide patients with the highest quality cannabis products at a fair price. Visit AbideNapa.com or call their experts at 707-266-1967. That's 266-1967. Cannabis expertise, way different than the year 1967.
When I decided to search for a house to buy, I contacted a couple of different agents. One never even got back to me, and the other caused me to question their ability. Lee W. Miller was a far cry from that. Once we connected, Lee was there for me every step of the way. He was responsive, communicative, and insightful. If you're looking for a realtor who is hardworking, has high integrity, and will give you the best possible representation, contact Lee W. Miller.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
It's time for All Things Napa with your host, Lee W. Miller, a community leader, full-time realtor, and a serial networker passionate about promoting local businesses. Let's learn what's new in the Napa business scene today.
Good morning. It is time for another edition of All Things Napa. I am your host, Lee W. Miller, and this show exists primarily to promote, at least mostly, local businesses. And when I'm not here, I am a full-time realtor and happy to help you in any regard to real estate. But today we are going to talk all about cannabis. Cannabis for an hour of cannabis. We have AbideNapa.com ownership, general managers. So we've had a couple of different representatives from AbideNapa.com. And today we have Michael Mallon, who is a co-owner. And we also have Kalina. And Kalina, I don't know your last name.
Quarles.
Kalina Quarles.
It's a mouthful.
Man, but I love alliteration. So there you go. So, and Kalina is the general manager. And if you didn't notice by the name and the voice, Kalina is a woman.
Indeed I am.
All right, folks, that's what we came here for, is to verify that. We can wrap up the show now.
All folks.
So it's important to introduce you, since Mike has been on before, and we'll have Mike, kind of give a quick recap of him as well. But why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background, particularly as it applies to the Napa connection.
Sure. So my name is Kalina, and thank you so much for having us here. I'm really excited to be chatting today. My background is an interesting one. I actually am pretty new to the cannabis industry. I have a background primarily in nonprofits and tourism and travel. So I was in the travel industry for several years, and right before this, I was living in the city, and I had a job in the tour industry. And obviously, when COVID hit, that died a sad little death. Yep. And so I was looking to pivot my career and looking for new opportunities. And through a family connection, I was introduced to the team who was building Abide. And one thing led to another. And I guess they really appreciated my well-rounded background and set of skills and asked me to come on board and help get the shop open. And it's been a wild ride, but it's been so fun, and I've been so grateful to be a part of it.
And just to bring our listeners up to speed, when did Abide open?
Abide opened, we had a soft opening on February 3rd, and then our grand opening was March 12th. So we've been around for about 5-6 months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Micah, do you want to go ahead and give us a quick little recap of your Napa history and connection?
Oh, as it pertains to cannabis?
Or not pertaining to cannabis. Well, actually, both.
Okay. Well, let's start with cannabis. Cannabis was entered into my life early because of a car accident that I was in. I was seeking medications to help me alleviate pain and spasms and other things that come with injuries with breaking your neck, quadriplegia. So I wasn't excited about taking pharmaceuticals. I don't like putting things in my body that aren't natural. So I didn't want to start taking pharmaceuticals, so I immediately started looking for alternative sources to medicate. And I was familiarized with cannabis through high school, probably like a lot of us were. You have a choice to, if you're going to enter into the party scene and kind of start experimenting with drugs or alcohol, cannabis and alcohol are the easy things to come by. And I was never impressed with alcohol. I didn't like the taste. I didn't like what it did to me. So cannabis was, something I had already tried even before my injury. So I was familiar with it, and it was an easy way for me to kind of get into it. So started exploring it for medicinal purposes, and it worked really, really well. And I didn't need pharmaceuticals at all in the beginning. So, that's how cannabis was introduced to me. I grew up in the country on a farm, so farming kind of came naturally to me. So I started growing my own because, again, I was trying to put good, clean things into my body to help me medicate. So I didn't trust outsourced cannabis from anybody. So I started using it and growing it and just kind of fell in love with it, and then started hearing other people's stories and just started really realizing that there was something here, something good for me and for other people. And that's just kind of where my education started, and kept on going.
There you go.
The idea started forming.
Good for you. To resist the temptation to partake of the pharmaceuticals that we all know have adverse effects. So one of the things I want to mention is, you know, cannabis has come a long way in the last 20 years, and yet a lot of people are not familiar with cannabis and therefore might be quite intimidated to go into your facility. And you know, I compare it to the women going into an auto parts store, and the women and me, because when I go into an auto parts store, I don't know anything about vehicles in terms of under the hood and things of that nature. And there's that air of arrogance that you get from the guys that it's like, what do you mean you don't know what kind of spark plugs you need? You know, it's like, whatever. So I want to make sure that our listeners understand that is not the vibe you're going to get when you go into Abide. It's very welcoming and very consultative, that your entire staff understands it might be somebody that didn't even have the high school experience. They know nothing about cannabis, and therefore there's going to be a little trepidation, but you're made to feel very welcome, and they will answer all of your questions with no attitude. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think for us, it was important for the journey to start on our website. So we took a lot of care. A lot of people, when they're introducing themselves to something these days, they'll start by Googling it or searching on the internet. So we took some care in that, and we spent a lot of time developing the website so it was really friendly to users and very welcoming. I think a big part of making people feel welcome is the experience. And with our experience, we wanted it to feel like you were walking into a Napa restaurant or a hotel. We really wanted to be on brand with what Napa's doing already, which is we feel like a very welcoming vibe, like a concierge type vibe. So much to the point where in our lobby, we removed, we had this desk in mind that we were going to put in the lobby, and we talked long and hard about it. And we wanted to kind of remove that feeling like you're coming into a medical office and you're getting like a medical service. We wanted to have the more concierge feel than that, like a welcoming feel. So our welcome desk is a...
It's more of a host stand, really.
Right.
So it's similar to something you would see at a restaurant or
like a maitre d'.
Yeah, it's actually made out of wine staves, and we have some other art pieces in there that are kind of relative to like a wine barrel. Again, trying to be on point with Napa's brand and being consistent.
Very good.
Yeah, and just to add to that point of approachability, I mean, this is something I probably shouldn't even admit, but before I took this position, I had never even been into a dispensary, so I had no idea what to expect. But I also think that that has helped in crafting the experience and building the store, because I didn't have any preconceived notions of what a dispensary should be. I only knew what I wanted it to be and the experience that I wanted to help create for the people who come in. So, you know, as Micah mentioned, it's very bright and airy and fun. We've got fun music. And really just when I was building our team, it was important to me that we have people that are super friendly and chatty and outgoing and compassionate and empathetic, who are willing to, you know, walk you through the steps and say, hey, where are you at in your cannabis journey? Is this your first time? Do you have no idea what you're doing? Great. Let me give you a tour and show you, you know, what your options are, and let's get you going in something that's going to make you feel really comfortable. You know, and also on the flip side, we have people who are canna connoisseurs, and they come in, and, you know, our staff can also meet them at that level as well. So we really like to cater to the individuality of every person that comes in and just provide a really fun, awesome, compassionate experience for them.
And I think it's important to also point out that it's not the High Times vibe. It's not the Cheech and Chong 70s cannabis. It's therapeutic. It's medicinal. It's consultative, you know, to repeat myself. And so you need not be intimidated.
Exactly.
Yeah, we spent 2 months before we even opened training our staff. We do something, we do brand education with our bud tenders before we bring in any new product. That way they're educated on everything and they know how to speak on it so that they can pass that education along to our customers.
I love the term bud tenders. So I actually looked up bud tender yesterday, because in my limited cannabis knowledge, I would have thought a bud tender would be one who trims. But that is that a bud trimmer?
Yep.
Okay. There you
I
go.
Think it's more of a playoff of bartender.
And that's what I learned. You know, it's, you know, they, you know, there's a lot of bartenders that know how to make any and every drink. And then there's some that just don't know what they're doing. And, you know, as long as you order a red wine and draft beer, they're good. After that, they got to refer to a book and recipes and things. And that's not the way it is with your bud tenders. They know their stuff.
Right. We call them bud tenders because that's kind of the norm in the industry. But we also like to refer to them as cannabis sommeliers. Again, kind of playing off the ties to wine country here, but also because they do have that next level degree of expertise in the subject. And so they're able to answer all of your questions and really guide you in finding the right product.
Maybe someday there will be four levels of bud tender certification or something of that nature.
So. That would be amazing. That's kind of something we're working there. On.
There's some programs you can find online to become one.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you haven't implemented those requirements for your staff yet, Kalina?
Not yet. It's all a work in progress, but they do go through extensive training and it's continued training. You know, every week they're constantly learning new things and staying abreast of new developments in the industry.
Is it a fast, dynamic industry where there are lots of changes in terms of new strains and
The time, especially with indoor, because you can harvest indoor around every 3 or 4 months from an indoor room. And trends change, you know, people find out about new strains and they want them. And if your store doesn't have them, they'll, you know, go to the next. So it's important for us to have the new upcoming and the classics on the shelf.
Okay.
I think we do that very well with, Jet Fuel is a brand that we have on the shelf. And they specifically, their whole platform is about those older strains, the ones that, you know, a lot of these hybrids come from. So it's
older strains like Maui Wowie?
Like Maui Wowie, Durban Poison, Northern Lights, Skunk, things like that. Yep.
The OG.
Yep, OG, Jack Herrera.
Mm-hmm. What's OG?
Just original.
Yeah. Oh. Just type of strain.
Okay.
Referring to OG Kush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not old guys?
No. We're not picking on anybody.
So what are some of the product brands that you just mentioned a couple of them that you carry, and how do you determine what you carry at Abide?
Well, that's a loaded question. Let's start with how we determine it. And we have a young gentleman by the name of David that is, we call him our buyer. And I think it's really where it starts. So he goes through all the brands and there's hundreds, it may be thousands of brands in California. So,
kind of like wine.
Just recently, there was an event that was put together by Vans called, brands called Hall of Flowers. So basically the concept behind that is they get together with what they think are like the hot brands that are out with new products, and they actually go out and introduce you to their brand ambassadors, and you get a quick 15-minute conversation. It's like speed dating for brands and cannabis.
Speed cannabis education.
Yeah, exactly. And you get, and if you decide you like them, you can do a follow up and then onboard their brand. So we do about 10 brands a day over a 2-3 day period of time, and to find out if there's new products that we want to put on the shelf.
Interesting how, I mean, it's great that they have that, but I, as somebody that's been in sales and marketing my entire life, if the presentation is really poor, you might be missing out on a good product because they didn't present it very well. And that's the risk of sales.
Yeah. They spend a lot of time. Sales are important for them. So these people that they line us up with are really educated. They're on it. They do really good presentations. And before COVID hit, there's a lot of events that they go out and put up booths in. There's something called HempCon. There's the Cannabis Cup. There's the Emerald Cup. And all these brands get an opportunity to go down there and set up their 10x10 booth. And they try and do fun, cool activations to draw you in to come over and talk to them.
Right.
So they have a lot of experience in outreach with their customers and different dispensaries to sell their products. They're really on it. It's come a long, long ways from calling up your dealer and asking him to meet you in a parking lot, you know, so it's, yeah. It's
and just to add to that, I mean, those are sort of the mechanics behind how, you know, we go about learning about the brands. But when it comes to how we make our decisions, we really try and source local small businesses. We try and stick to, you know, Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino County, and really find brands that align with our values and ethics. So, you know, brands that are using sustainable, environmentally friendly farming techniques, that are giving back to the community, that use recyclable packaging. You know, there's so many different things that go into it. And since we do have, you know, our pick of the litter, really, we have so many options to choose from. We really want to choose high quality brands that are, you know, the whole package, that are more than just good weed, you know? And so, for example, there's one brand called Farmer and the Felon, and they
say that again, slowly.
Farmer and the Felon.
Farmer and the Felon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And they give back to a nonprofit called the Last Prisoner Project, which provides resources for people who have been convicted of cannabis-related crimes. So, you know, that's something that I personally am very passionate about, is social justice and how that relates to the cannabis industry. So we really like to support those kinds of brands. And I think that our customers really appreciate that. You know, we like to highlight when people are coming in, we say, oh, well, if you are interested in this, this brand is woman-owned, or this is people of color owned, or, you know, this is some of the values and ethics of this particular brand. And that helps draw a connection for our customers to those products. You know, it's not just about getting high or, you know, feeling whatever way. It's a whole experience, and people want to feel personally connected to that. So that's another part of our sourcing.
For sure.
Yeah, we personally got lucky growing up so close to the Emerald Triangle. We're really like close to all these farms, these cannabis farms, Humboldt, Mendocino. These are the people that paved the way for the cannabis industry. And just living up here, mm-hmm. you run into those people, you meet those people, you get these personal relationships, and they just also happen to be some of the best cannabis farmers in the world. So we're really close to those brands, those families that started pretty much all the hype about California and how good the cannabis is. So all those things play into
that. That is really interesting. So to expedite the interview process in this speed dating cannabis shopping, mm-hmm. or what have you, does each producer provide like a data sheet of whether they use chemicals or not, and if they do, which chemicals, and that really quick at a glance, you can scan a sheet and then say, okay, those people are out. Does it work like that? Or do you have to start from ground zero every single time and ask and pull that data out of them?
No, the cannabis industry is really regulated when it comes to chemicals and pesticides like that. So the guesswork is already taken out. They can't even have that conversation with you unless it's already been tested two or three times.
Okay,
so
great.
We don't really worry about the testing and the moldicide stuff, because the cannabis industry does that for you. So we immediately get to go into smell, look. Can't taste over Zoom, but, you know, they can describe those types of things to you. You can kind of see it. But you also, just being in the industry, you hear a lot about these people and these things. So you kind of already know and understand, like, where they're coming from. The things that separate them are going to be, like, their mission statements, their branding. Quality is the first thing that we're looking at. And just because we've been around for so long, you can get a pretty quick read on the quality.
And I would imagine that even though it's widely popular now, it's still probably a fairly small industry. And you hear through the grapevine when some people have changed their philosophy and did something that they shouldn't have done from a philosophical standpoint, just to drive profit or something of that nature. And boy, that's a business crusher right there.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but I've seen what you're talking about happen.
I saw you nodding your head when I was.
Yeah, it can be devastating. It can take you right out of the game. Yeah, if you screw up with pesticides or taste,
Yeah. Well, I know that, as my wife is a dietitian and we eat very clean, it's so important, especially if you are ingesting and or vaping, smoking something. I don't know anything about the chemical aspect, but I would imagine smoking a chemical is going to be way worse than ingesting a chemical, just how it interacts with your body or whatever. So it's great that the industry has established those guidelines and said, all right, we're not going to play in that arena. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back with more information from AbideNapa.com.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
You will love the staff at Abide Napa Cannabis Dispensary, now open in Napa. The Abide staff's understanding of the medical properties of cannabis enable them to expertly consult patients to the optimum recommendation, free of any intimidation. Their mission is simple: provide patients with the highest quality cannabis products at a fair price. Visit AbideNapa.com or call their experts at 707-266-1967. That's 266-1967. Cannabis expertise, way different than the year 1967.
Here's a home selling tip. To impress buyers and give your house a boost before selling, it's super important to declutter. Potential buyers need to view the home with no personal items of yours to be more apt to picture themselves living there. Want more tips and have questions? I'm Lee W. Miller. Find me at leewmiller.com every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on this radio station, or call me at 707-266-1585.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Well, that was really quick, and we are back already talking with Kalina Corral.
Corals.
Okay. I put the emphasis on the
wrong
syllable.
I could be like, Madonna, just Kalina.
Right. Okay. you are, because Kalina is a unique name. So Kalina from Abide, the general manager. Are there a lot of women in the cannabis industry?
There are more and more as every day goes by. Traditionally, it is a very male-dominated industry. And so coming in as a woman certainly has its challenges, just because there are a lot of just perceptions and... But one thing that I found out recently that I was very excited to hear is that there are about 37% of high-level positions in the cannabis industry are held by women, which is actually a higher percentage than the average of other industries. So it shows that despite the fact that originally it was a pretty white male-dominated industry, women are quickly rising to the top and making a name for themselves. Because we love cannabis too.
It's a time like this that I wish I had a little button I could push on the screen That would be applause. I keep meaning to do that, but I got enough stuff I'm trying to do hosting, and the board's not one thing that I should probably take on more. So I can tell you that my cannabis use is 95% sleep aid. So talk about some of the products that you have for sleep, for pain management, and are there differences? Why are there multiple options for sleep aid and probably multiple? I'm fortunately, knock on wood, I'm not dealing with any pain management. That's coming. I'm getting old. So talk about why there's different ones and why one might work and another one not, and so on and so forth.
Sure. Yeah. And actually, I think sleep was kind of my introduction into using cannabis more regularly, because last year during, you know, in the heart of the pandemic, of course, like a lot of people, I was having a bit of anxiety, and I was having a really hard time going to sleep. You know, I would be exhausted and lay my head down on the pillow, but then my mind just was going, and my heart would start racing and I couldn't calm down. And so I turned to cannabis, and there's, you know, quite a few different products and options. My personal favorite is a tincture. So it's just this little liquid that you put under your tongue. We have a couple of different brands and they all have different sort of pros. So my favorite is a brand called Dreamt, and I like it because it also, in addition to THC, which will help calm your mind down, also has melatonin and valerian root. So it'll really help you calmly, peacefully drift off into sleep and get into that REM cycle. And then the THC will also kind of help keep you there. So I really like that. But not everybody likes melatonin. So then there's other options too. We have another brand called Cosmic View, and they have a really nice slumber tincture. And it's made with olives that they grow themselves on their own family farm.
Interesting. So, I mean, I've heard of valerian root as a natural product that induces sleep or fatigue or what have you, but not olives.
Well, it's just really the base. I mean, all tinctures are generally, they can be alcohol or oil-based, oil-based definitely is a much more pleasant flavor. So, and this is really nice. It's just a very soft, soothing little oil. You just put a few drops under your tongue. So those are the tincture options. We also have a lot of gummies. I really like some of the gummies that we have in the store as well. There's a new cannabinoid. So I don't know if people are very familiar yet with cannabinoids, but you know, they know THC and they know CBD. So those are cannabinoids or different compounds from the cannabis plant. There's another cannabinoid called CBN, and it's been proven to also help induce sleep. So we have some gummies that, again, they do have the THC, but they also have CBN. So it will help you get into that REM cycle.
I think it's important, since you've said THC a couple of times, and if people don't know, that's the produces the psychoactive result. But if you're ready to tune out right now because Kalina said THC, fear not. There are different ratios of CBD to THC. And if you don't want to have that high effect, you can choose like an 18 to 1 or a 10 to 1. And that's
absolutely,
you don't have to get high in order to use cannabis. Some people want that. And some people don't. And so you have that option.
Yeah, we have a lot of different options. I personally love some of the, you know, 18 to 1, 20 to 1. What that means is the ratio is 18 parts CBD to 1 part THC. So the THC is pretty negligible. It's not a high enough level to get you, you know, any kind of high or stone.
You would have to take so much of it, like 3 or 4 times the dose, I would imagine,
What is important to note is there's something called the entourage effect. So when THC and CBD work together, it has a much more powerful effect than when the two of them are separated. So that's why, you know, CBD only products, that's typically derived from hemp, which is a related but different plant. So without the THC, it's just not going to have quite as powerful and, compound effect. So
I've never heard the entourage effect, that term, but I have learned that they do go together and complement one another. So it's, you know, CBD only would be like eating pancakes without butter and syrup, and you got to have
exactly
the,
yeah. Right. Got to have butter and syrup.
Right. So, talk about growing cannabis outdoors organically and the amount of water use and things of that nature.
Well, that's definitely more of a Micah question, right, as he's the grower.
Yeah. I could go on and on about growing. Right now, currently in Napa, we are only allowed to grow 6 plants. And you can do that indoors or outdoors.
And that's a county ordinance.
That is a county ordinance. Recently, there was a Sydney ordinance passed in American Canyon where you can commercially cultivate indoor. So that there was an article about it, but I don't think a lot of people know about that yet. So that's kind of our foot in the door for commercial cultivation, which is pretty exciting. Just because of our track record with wine and how well we do here. There is a proposal for a outdoor cultivation ordinance countywide that the county supervisors have been working on, and the Napa Valley Cannabis Association. Stephanie Honig is the chairperson there. She's kind of been leading the charge. She's been doing a really good job. So if the county doesn't rise to the occasion by 2022 ballot, the Napa Valley Cannabis Association will be putting it on there and putting it to the people for the vote.
So the supervisors can opt to implement it without it being on the ballot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm part of the Napa Valley Cannabis Association, and so I can speak to it a little more. We would like to work with the county supervisors and come up with a really good ordinance for the county. But if they don't feel like they have time to do it or not interested, we'll move ahead and get it done by 2022.
Okay. And I don't believe that it's the association's objective to rip out vines and plant cannabis or anything close to that. It's just allowing some outdoor growth.
Right. Yeah. The ordinance that the Napa Valley Cannabis Association is proposing is, it's pretty limited. There's a lot of regulations in there that won't allow just anybody to set up a commercial cultivation farm in Napa. In fact, if there's a vineyard or a winery on the property, that excludes you immediately. You can't do cannabis there. So there's not going to be any shared lots of cannabis and wine. You have to have at least 10 acres to have one of these farms. And then you also can only grow 1 acre on that parcel. So it doesn't matter if it's 10 acres or 1,000 acres, you can only grow 1 acre of cannabis. So there's other rules and regulations attached to that ordinance. But what it boils down to is that there would only be 2% of the property in Napa County would actually be eligible. So there's no way that all these vineyards are going to be ripped out or anything like that. And it'll be a very, very small amount of farms that would actually be allowed.
And that's just 2% that are even eligible. And then a big portion of that will opt to do it or not do it.
Yeah, you have to want to do it first off.
Right.
And that 2%.
And you got to know what you're doing.
Got to know what you're doing. You got to have the money, you know, the know-how, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then if that happens, I want to encourage those growers to grow organically. And something I also like to encourage is to grow in the ground. I think that's kind of a lost art.
Versus hydroponics?
Bags. People like to use raised beds or bags, which I just strongly advise not doing that. It takes away a lot from the plant. You end up having to use more water. That plant's not like picking up terpenes and profiles from the soil. that you would be getting if you were growing in the ground. And just because of Napa's history and its soil, like that would be a big miss out in my mind,
right,
to not take advantage of that. Another fact that I want to kind of drum in is that you use a lot less water when you're in the ground. I actually ran some tests last year where I only watered the plants once a month and they did just fine. So with the droughts and the low water that we have in California this year, I encourage people to grow in the ground. It's not too late. A lot of people are putting their plants in the ground right now. June 1st is kind of like a good date to say, okay, it's time to take my pots or my plants out of the pots and put them into the ground, or they're putting them into bigger pots. So this year, don't do it. Save water, save plastic, put them in the ground.
And derive all the benefits of our great soil.
Yep. Water, taste, smell, all those things, I believe, come from the soil.
All right. Anything more on that topic before we switch gears?
I think we're good on that one.
All right.
We could talk a little bit.
Micah could talk all day about growing.
Not too much. But Napa is a hard place to find products to help assist with your growing. People that are worried about not enough nutrients in their soil, maybe because they've planted in that area a lot and it's a little bit nutrient deprived. So there's two good places I like to pick up products from in Napa, and that's Van Winden's and Endless Green. I always usually go to Endless Green because they have a wider variety and they really concentrate on outsourcing potting soil from like local vendors from Northern California. A lot of the soil comes from the 707 area. So again, that's really important to me, just to be buying from local people and using what we have here right in front of us.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, I failed to mention that we have a text line. So if you're listening and you have questions, you can text me at 707-266-1585. And this one came in about 8 minutes ago, so it reminded me. So the question is, what are your thoughts regarding recreational cannabis in the city of Napa?
Well, my thoughts are on that. As soon as California said in 2016, they passed an initiative, Prop 64, that allowed anyone in California to go to a dispensary with their California's driver's license, just like you were to go in and buy a bottle of alcohol at the age of 21 with your ID. You can go into a dispensary and buy recreational or medical cannabis. So
that passed overwhelmingly, right?
Yeah. Yep.
At the state level. Mm-hmm. And then local municipalities, either cities and or counties, have, I hate the word, pivot and implemented another layer of regulation?
Yeah. So the state says to the cities and the counties, you get to make up your own rules. So since 2016, 94% of California has moved into the recreational model, which means that they can dispense medical or recreational cannabis. So there's 6% of California just kind of still out there trying to figure things out. Unfortunately, Napa falls into that 6%. But the good news is that we are having conversations. All of the dispensaries in Napa have united and created the Napa Cannabis Alliance. And together we have approached the city council with some ordinance changes that would let us easily move into the recreational cannabis, dispensing of recreational cannabis. So we're looking forward to that change. It's supposed to be on the horizon. They've agreed to do it at some point. So we're working with them to get that done.
Great.
And one thing just to add to that, aside from the fact that we would love to join the majority of California in being recreational, one interesting little nuance is that because we are within city limits, we are not allowed to sell recreationally. However, companies from outside of Napa are allowed to deliver into Napa recreationally. So that is quite an unfair advantage that we are having to compete with. And that means that those dollars are going outside of Napa. You know, we're not collecting the tax revenue. You know, you're not helping support a local business. So it really is just kind of an unfair advantage. And all we would like is to level the playing field and be able to operate like any other legitimate local business.
That's a big ask. I don't think that that's fair that you're even asking for that.
How dare us, I know.
I know. No, I forgot about that aspect of things because, we talk about housing. And as a realtor, you know, I'm knowledgeable in this area. And we talk about how there are so many service industry employees that can't afford to live here. So they live in Vallejo and Fairfield and Vacaville and commute in. And then they earn their money here and they take it home and spend it. That's a difficult problem to solve. What you guys just talked about is an easy problem to solve by leveling that playing field and allowing you guys to sell recreational.
Yeah, exactly.
And because the city council, everybody listens to my show religiously, I think we just conveyed that message to them. Okay. Another question here is, how long do I have to wait until I start to feel the effects of CBD? Is there effects of CBD?
The effects of CBD. Well, with CBD, what's interesting is it's less about what you're feeling and more about what you're not feeling.
Right. To eliminate the pain.
Right. Yeah. So you take CBD and I think maybe people have an idea that it's going to make them feel some kind of way. But really what it's going to do is it's just going to help calm your nerves. It's going to help lower inflammation. You know, it will help with certain amounts of pain relief. It also just depends how you consume it. So there are different ways of consuming cannabis, whether there's CBD or THC or not. And they all kind of have a slightly different time of onset. So, for example, if you're smoking something, because there is cannabis flower that contains CBD, that's going to be much quicker because it's going through your lungs and your body is processing it that way. Versus if you are having an edible, say, when you're eating it, it's actually your liver is processing it. So that will typically have more of a 30 minutes to an hour onset. If you drink it, because it's going through your esophagus and being absorbed through your intestines more, that has a much quicker onset. It can be 10 minutes. But every individual is different too. I think that my body does not process edibles the same as others because it takes a long time. And then when it hits, I'm like on the moon. And I can take the same amount as somebody else who has the same tolerance and I will feel much stronger effects. So it's just something that you have to play around with and sample different products with different ratios and milligrams and really just see what works well for you. But CBD, it's not a matter of how long it's going to take to feel CBD. It's more just how are you ingesting it? Or, you know, there's also topicals. So I recently injured my wrist and, you know, I'm an athlete and a dancer, so I really need my wrist and I use it a lot. So I have this pain relief balm that I've been rubbing on it and it works wonders. It just has really helped with the inflammation from the sprain, just helps me get through the day. And so, yeah, there's just so many different options of ways that you can consume and use cannabis.
Does it maybe you won't feel the improvement or the reduction in pain until you've applied it twice a day for 3 or 4 days, or are they all designed to provide somewhat immediate relief, you know, within an hour or so first-time use? How does that work?
It kind of depends. You know, again, it comes down to how you are consuming it or using it. The other thing, too, is if you take it consistently, it will build up in your system. So, you know, if you use CBD regularly, your body will kind of start acclimating to it, but it will also start using it more. You know, it'll become a part of your endocannabinoid system, and you know, you will feel the effects from it more long term if you're using it consistently.
And then is it also safe to say that you might be building up not a resistance but a higher tolerance level, so you'll need to tweak the doses as you...
Yeah, that's also possible. Again, it just comes down to each individual's body because everybody processes things a little bit differently. But yeah, I would say, you know, it's more like THC. Your body will build up a tolerance to that. So, you know, over time, you might feel less psychoactive effects from the same milligram count. But also, it is good to help build that up in your system and have some regularity and consistency.
You know, there's so many questions and so little time. Not that we're running out of it just yet, but if you're listening and you want more questions, obviously go to abide.com, but you can also come to an event. Tell us about an upcoming event that you have.
Well, something to your point about answering questions and getting questions answered, we just added a live chat. Yeah, live chat to our website. So if you get on our website, down at the bottom right, there's a little icon that you can click on, and it takes you right to one of our bud tenders, and you can ask questions right there.
Wow. Even though they're very personable and no arrogance, if you're still a little bit hesitant, you can do it somewhat anonymously.
Exactly. Yeah. We just want to provide every opportunity for people to ask questions in whatever way that they're comfortable. And also, let's say you're in a hurry and you know you just want to swing by the shop really quickly and, you know, grab your stuff and go. So this is an opportunity to ask your questions in advance. And then you can even place your order online and you can stop by and do curbside. You don't even have to get out of your car. So we like to offer just as many different options for people as possible.
Very cool. All right, let's switch to this event.
The event.
I want to make sure that people know about the event.
So we have been hosting monthly events. We have a summer series. So once a month, we host a event. It's free. It's open to everyone in the community. It's outdoor in our parking lot. We have a nice spacious parking lot, which we have been putting to good use. And we have all kinds of brands, you know, vendors come so that they can share about their product with you. We have live music, all kinds of local bands that play, food. You know, we've had barbecue, we've had taco trucks, we've had pizza. And it's all just, all you have to do is buy a product, you know, place an order in the shop, and then, you know, you get free food. We have Ben and Jerry's. We'll have all kinds of just entertainment. And it's just an opportunity for the community to come together. You know, as we're coming out of COVID now, we just want to provide a place for locals to have fun and start gathering again. And it's still a safe outdoor space where you can stay socially distanced. So, yeah, our next one is on June 26th.
Which happens to be after we are officially out of the woods.
Yeah.
You can still wear a mask if you want.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Everybody can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just to kind of add off that, we do have some very special bands, Napa bands, that will be joining us. We have the Deadlies.
Oh, nice.
Yep. We have Full Chisel. We have Sanjo the Indian. He's going to come back. He's kind of become a resident performer. Love to have him down there. And then another kind of resident performer is Jesse from Collective Conscious. And we will also be having Skunk Funk joining us. So they're a local cannabis favorite.
Okay.
Most of these bands have played Bottle Rock. So you probably have seen them before.
All right. And on the 26th of June, what are the hours?
The event technically is for about 12 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, so all day.
Sometimes it lingers over a little bit if people are having fun and they don't want to go home and the musicians are down to play a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything's going to shut down at 10 because if Bottle Rock can't play past 10, nobody can.
Yeah, we definitely want to be respectful of our neighbors.
Yeah. Although you're in a great location on Iroquois because I don't think, well, there's houses within, I don't know, 200 or 300 yards, but.
Yeah, we share a wall on the backside of our property with some residential houses, but our
speakers
street
are pointed away from the.
Well, we go out there and we talk to them and they all appreciate the music and some of them come over to enjoy it.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. You don't need a card to participate. The event's outside, so.
But if you do want to acquire some product, the card acquisition is pretty quick and easy, right?
Very quick.
Okay.
Yep. And inexpensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something you can do in the shop. Takes 10 minutes.
Yep. Okay.
We can help you with that.
You want to walk through what you need from them at that point?
All you need is your photo ID. Yeah, and then you just go through the process. You're basically creating a profile online, filling in some information, and then a physician gives you a call, verifies some information, and then bada bing, bada boom, you're ready to rock and roll.
Bada bing, bada boom. The Goomba of cannabis, Kalina, right there. All right, we've got about a minute left. I want to make sure that I turn the floor over to you to make sure that we cover everything that you want to cover.
Well, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it. I think we covered pretty much everything. We have a lot of great products that you should come down and check out. Jet Fuel, IC Collective, Midzotics are some of the flowers that we have. We have a lot of edibles, too many to name, but we've really dived down the rabbit hole with the drinks. We have these Keef sodas and juices and tonics.
Yeah, it's not just pot brownies anymore.
Yeah.
There is an explosion of edibles available. Every sweet, salty, drinks, powders, and you name it.
I'm surprised that they taste good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, back in the high school days, if you were eating one of those pot brownies, you just choked it down. Mm. It was just disgusting tasting. But
yeah, no, it's dangerous now because you want to keep eating it.
Right. Yeah, and the PSA that we should deliver is if you ingest an edible and you're not feeling any effects, be patient.
Yes, be patient.
Because that's the rookie mistake that people do. It's been 20 minutes. I got nothing. And then they take more. And then in an hour, they're on the floor.
Yeah, we always recommend waiting at least an hour.
Right.
To feel the effects.
Another recommendation is if you're a new user or first time to microdose.
Right.
You got all the time in the world to figure it out. Start small. Start low.
Right. Yeah, I started 2.5, and now I'm somewhere between a 5 and a 7. A 10 is like a little too much, and so.
But that's the great thing about the industry now. You know, it's not how it was in the past where you're just getting some shady brownie in a back alley and you don't really know how much is in it. Now it's very measurable, and you can narrow down exactly how many milligrams you're taking, so you know what works for you.
Right. Yeah, like. Well, like medicine should be.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I mean, cannabis is medicine. I think that's the moral of the story at the end of the day.
Wonderful. Kalina, Micah, thank you guys very much for what you do for our community. And we hope that recreational sales in Napa are right around the corner. Until next time, folks, remember to live each day of your life as if your legacy matters.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.